For kilometers, trucks laden with fruits, vegetables and other perishable items line the road to Pakistan. This is the main highway leading to the Torkham border crossing. Some of these drivers have been queuing for days with rotting loads and diminishing fuel.
Our tomatoes, grapes have perished. We are all losing hundreds of thousands of dollars every day due to the slow clearance process by Pakistani authorities. They must look into our plight.
The slowdown is due to strict checks on the Pakistani side. Customs officials recently seized US-made weapons from trucks and regularly find drugs and luxury items hidden in vehicles. Each truck goes through a physical check and then passes through an X-ray scanner to see anything under the crates. It's a meticulous process that takes time. Pakistani officials say managing a 2,600-kilometer long border without a government on the other side is a difficult task.
Can we block them? No, we can't. Can we regulate them? Yes, we should. Are there risks? Yes, they are. Bulk of their trade goes through Pakistan. Do we keep our borders open? Can we close them? And if we do close them, are we contributing to a humanitarian crisis over there? Right? And if we have to trade with them, then who do we talk to?
Traffic is backed up on either side of the crossing.
When you enter Pakistan, there are three different checks. First, it's the military, the customs, and then the narcotics force. Each one takes almost an hour to clear, and that's the reason we have to wait and wait.
Corrupt border officials are another problem. In this video, we've slowed down. You can see a security official rejecting a bribe once he realizes he's being filmed. Later, he took $2 from the driver. Similar acts are repeated at different posts hundreds of times a day. We circled back to talk with the drivers who must pay to pass or face further delays.
What this driver is telling us is he's had to pay multiple bribes at checkpoints, and what I cannot show you is the stench of rotting tomatoes because he's been waiting for hours and hours in a very long queue of trucks trying to cross into Pakistan.
Traders say after the fall of former President Ashraf Ghani's government and takeover by the Taliban, they do not have to pay bribes inside Afghanistan, but they still have to pay them and face delays in Pakistan. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Torkham border.